Five sounds which draw our attention today, by Krishna's mercy.
Quote, "My dear friends, the cows are also charmed as soon as they hear the transcendental sound of the flute of Krishna. It sounds to them like the pouring of nectar, and they immediately spread their long ears just to catch the liquid nectar of the flute." A gopi speaking to her friends, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 1, Chapter 21.
1. Message notification.
It is amazing to think that we survived for so long without such technology. By we, I am referring to society as a whole. The assessment applies to a significant period of my own life. During youth, we only had a few televisions in the home. There were no remote controls for them. No cable connection, and one of the devices displayed black and white. Yet we never thought ourselves deprived. On the contrary, it was amazing that we could watch anything at all. The extra television, while lacking color, was an opportunity to gather more information and be entertained. Today, if there is a certain sound produced, everyone stops what they are doing. I have been known to pull over to the side of the road while driving. This has been fatally damaging to many people, as distractions and operating a motor vehicle are grossly incompatible. The sound is of the notification on the smartphone. You have received a new message. It could be something urgent, but rarely is that the case. Most of the time it is a friend passing along some information from the news. Perhaps a funny picture or an advisory, as to a future event. Regardless of the specifics, the sound warrants attention all the same.
2. The query completed.
The business people wanted the numbers for last month. The reporting website was down, so they asked me to run a query directly against the database. I knew that we were dealing with a significant amount of data, so I did not expect the query to complete anytime soon. The problem is that it was not really possible to work on anything else in the meantime. Everything rested on the results to this report. Thankfully, the tool I use has a notification feature. It will make a sound once the query has completed. This came in handy, as I had practically dozed off at my desk after an hour. The sound of the notification woke me up. I was so happy to have the vital information to pass along to the higher ups. If not for the sound, I probably would have slept much longer.
3. Fire alarm.
This is the standard for notifying of emergency situations. The Vedas describe that three issues should be not ignored for too long: debt, disease, and fire. If there is a fire in a building, even if it is small, the best course is to be as careful as possible. Too much precaution is the better option, as it can save lives in the severe cases.
4. Favorite music.
Scanning the dial on the radio, some of the songs that I love are so well known that I can recognize them after only a few notes. The music grabs my attention immediately. I feel as if I have reconnected with an old friend. I am back to a previous state of living, and nostalgia overwhelms me. I guess this explains why people would spend so much money to stand in a crowded room to listen to their favorite bands play songs they already know.
5. Krishna's flute. In the sacred land of Vrindavan, Krishna Katha takes place constantly. It is like a steady stream of transcendental sound. The parrots are like the hosts on the blowtorch radio stations, capable of expanding the reach of their message to those living far away from the origin. Krishna is the center of everything for the townspeople. They know him well and they talk of him in glowing terms. They remember his amazing pastimes and look forward to interacting with him again. They each offer their own service, some more intimate than others. The beloved child of Nanda and Yashoda, as a youth, Krishna carries his flute with him wherever he goes. The family business is cow protection, and the responsibility of tending to the calves has its challenges for the younger generation. If ever the cows should run astray, scattering here and there, Krishna simply plays his flute. This gets everyone's attention. As Shastra explains, the sound is like liquid nectar to the ears of the cows. They are so pleased by the interaction that they stop what they are doing. The same potency is there in Krishna Katha itself. This transcendental sound is meant to capture our attention, moving away from the illusion of Maya and towards the absolute truth. The more our knowledge of transcendental subjects increases, the more we break out of the slumber of ignorance, the more we relish this amazing taste, which gives meaning to our eternal existence. In closing, to our existence meaning giving, that not aimlessly now living, awoken through just a sound, like liquid nectar found, described same with cows steering, returned from Krishna's flute hearing, so that practice best for me, divinity through sound to see.